Israeli warplanes carried out a series of air raids in Gaza, targeting many positions across the blockaded coastal territory.
At 2 a.m. local time, a loud explosion rocked the whole area and caused huge damage to residential houses. I think the goal of these night air raids is to create fear and panic among people here and cause the maximum damage to properties.
People here are angry over what they say, the silence of the international community, for not taking any action to put the pressure on Israel to end its military attacks. Press TV met Abu Shaban family, who escaped unharmed after their house was targeted.
All of a sudden, a loud explosion shook the whole area. Shrapnel and flying debris penetrated our windows and roof. Me and my pregnant wife did not know what to do. As you can see, the damage is severe.
Israel has stepped its assaults on Gaza over the recent days. The attacks have claimed over a dozen lives in Gaza since Monday. A number of Gazans, including at least one child, have been killed, and many others injured in the latest Israeli attack.
We are on a high alert, and our medical crews doing their duty to save lives. But we at the Ministry of Health suffer from severe shortage of about 250 types of medicines and 211 of medical disposables. We appeal to international health organizations to provide us with the needed medicines.
International activists say the world has to condemn Israel's military attacks on innocent Palestinians in Gaza and take decisive measures to end the suffering of Gaza's 1.7 million.
The international government needs to do something and come out and say something and condemn it. The likes of the UN have said nothing so far. Most international governments are now coming up to their summer holidays, so governments will condemn what's happening. Rafah crossing is partially closed at the moment and is sporadically opening and closing, so therefore the people of Gaza are trapped.
Israel frequently carries out air raids and conducts ground incursions in Gaza. The blockaded coastal enclave has been cut off from the outside world as Israel controls Gaza's border crossings, airspace and territorial waters, turning the impoverished territory into the world's largest open-air prison. In light of the Israeli military escalation against Gaza, which could lead to the collapse of the fragile ceasefire, people here call on the international community to intervene in order to stop what they call the Israeli aggression. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.